Right now, what we're seeing is here in the United States, and we work out of the New England area, is a lot of hostility to the extremely small number of Syrian refugees that are arriving. And that's definitely a challenge. You want to both change public opinion, you want other people in the areas and local communities to reach out and help those refugee families as they arrive from trauma and from a lot of experiences, and they need now to acclimate and integrate.
What do you do to try and ease tensions?
Well, New Syria really tries to be very broad and very open in encouraging diversity in the people that come to volunteer and help in our efforts to work. For example, a lot of what we do is send humanitarian aid containers to inside Syria, and these containers are put together by diverse community members. So it's not just Muslims, it's not just Syrians, it's anybody from the local community. And that really helps build bridges from families in New England, actually across the United States, to families inside Syria, since they also see the pictures of the items that they donate and they packed once they arrive inside Syria. So that's one way of building bridges. In terms of refugees arriving in Massachusetts, in Rhode Island, in New Hampshire, Connecticut, what we do is, again, we involve the local community and we go outside of the Syrian expat community. And that really has been very forceful in making sure that the local communities get involved, and they organically on Facebook and by word of mouth, word gets out that there are local refugee families and people they want to help with that.
You're here at the UN General Assembly and there's a big summit on refugees and migrants. Do you have a message for the world leaders?
Right now, we are experiencing the worst humanitarian and refugee crisis in our generation and in the generation of our children. And words are no longer enough. We really need to see action. We are experiencing this incredible opportunity for awful extremist groups like ISIS and people who are wannabes in doing really bad stuff. And a lot of that has come up in the vacuum of this huge humanitarian crisis that we are seeing. So we definitely need to see action, we need to see compassion, and we need to see change.
What are you expecting to come out of this big meeting today?
I'm very hopeful that we'll see something specifically targeting Syrian refugees and Syrian IDPs and the situation inside Syria, putting more focus on what's going on. We have some incredible refugees that are here and that are brave enough to come out here and be talking and giving witness about what's going on. So I'm very hopeful.